Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way goes the shibboleth. When God told Moses to lead, he would have been perfectly content to just get out of the way. 40 years before, Moses was ready to lead. God knew he wasn't really ready. Take a few laps around the desert, God suggested, and for 40 years, Moses did just that. When the time finally came for Moses to be a leader, he wasn't interested. There is one thing which you need to know, though, and never forget. When Moses did lead, 2.5 million people followed him. Leadership is an awesome task, never to be taken lightly. From a Christian perspective, leadership is substantially different than in the secular world. One of the anomalies of Christian leadership is that God often picks individuals who have little to recommend them in the natural and selects them to lead. Lacking are good family connections, an education, and natural talents such as confidence, the ability to make decisive decisions, and vision. God knows that he who lacks much trusts much too. A leader needs to know where he's going, right? After all, an old Arab proverb says an army of sheep led by a lion is more powerful than an army of lions led by a sheep. But from God's perspective, it doesn't necessarily work that way. If you really believe the Lord is leading, you don't have to see the whole plan. You only need to see the next step because a leader is also a follower. That's one of the lessons Moses had to learn. God gave him what we would like, something visual to follow, a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. When he saw either change directions, all Moses had to do is to say, "Break camp, folks, let's move," and the people followed. But after Moses left Egypt, within only a few days, they encountered trouble, big trouble too. The pillar of fire and the cloud led them into a box canyon sort of situation, with the Red Sea on one side, mountains on the other, and an army of the Egyptians fast closing the distance in the rear. God knew what he was doing, just as he knows exactly what he's doing when he allows you to get boxed in by circumstances that look like disaster. Remember, God knows the way through the waters, no matter how deep or how turbulent. And when you really believe that he is leading you, no matter how grim the circumstances, all you have to do is move when he moves and stop when he stops, and be patient. Yes, very patient. Do you know what your problem is? You're a problem solver by nature, and when you get into trouble, you realize, or you think, doing something is better than doing nothing. You aren't sure God is capable of handling this, so you decide to help him out. You'll get into trouble every time. Moses did, Abraham did, Peter did, and I do as well. Leaders have to do things, right? Not necessarily. At times, leaders have to wait. But waiting is lost time, wasted energy, and non-productive, right? Wrong. Waiting refines and sharpens your senses. It helps you understand your absolute dependence upon the Almighty. It makes you understand that without God, you are a zero minus, a circle with a zero rubbed out. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Lead, follow, or get out of the way. It may be time to step back and decide whether you are following cleverly devised plans of men or you have heard the voice of God and are following him. He is still the rock, the fortress, and the deliverer. And that is just as true today as it was in David's day long ago. The Bible says you're to cast your care upon him. You can flee to him, you can run to him, you can lay hold of the altars, and God will meet you in his time. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh.